Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome to the second hour of the show. We just got through talking to Marvin Walker. And look, Amazon took the brother's whole platform, man. We got to support this. Got to support this man. Also, for everybody who missed out on the stock for yesterday, I gave you the stock symbol. Let me get that symbol again. What's it? GR. Man, I don't have the stock symbol. GRHN or GRNH. That's what it is. GRNH. And you can go sign up. I want you to sign up and get your own. If you're part of the group, we already got the group stock purchased. All right. We had $2,800 worth of that. Now I want you to do your own thing, your own thing. Because, see, I want you to learn how to do this. From this point on, outside of the radio ventures, because the radio ventures is something you're not going to learn how to do. But from this point on, everything that I'm going to do with you guys, I'm going to do something as a group, but I'm also asking you to do it as individuals so you will learn how to do it. So you can do it as a group with your kids or your family members or your work co-workers or your buddies or sorority sisters or fraternity brothers, whatever. But, I really started to think about this. And it's so important that I don't want to just give you a fish. I want to teach you how to fish so you constantly can be doing something to make your economic position better. That's what I want from this point on. It's not even going to be just, well, let's do something as a group. No, let's do something small as a group. But if you want to do something larger, you do it as an individual. That way you understand what's going on. You understand how it's working, because that is the key to all that. That's the key to all of this. All right. So go to Ameritrade, go to E-Trade, go to Choice Trade, go to Charles Schwab, or go to Scott Trade. All of them sell this penny stock on their things. You just got to sign up. I think it's $50 or $100 to sign up, but whatever it is, use that to buy the stock and just wait. Just wait. Watch it go up. Watch it go up. See, I want you guys to get used to understanding the thing. So from this point on, anything we do, I'm going to do it where as a group, it's going to be $25, $50 at the most. As an individual, you can go do whatever you want to do. You can go, if you want to put $500 in, put it in. If you want to put $1,000 in, put it in. You want to put $10,000 in, put it in. But I want you to understand it. I want you to understand what's going on. I want you to understand how to control it. So this way, you'll be able to say, hey, WB, hey, family, look at this stock right here. Look at this opportunity right here. Essence Festival just took place. Do you know they had more marijuana trucks in downtown New Orleans than they had food trucks in New Orleans? Did y'all know this? Because it's about to blow up. We are, and see, this is why I talk about history so much. History is so important because this is the same thing that was happening right about the Prohibition time. When Prohibition was ending, you had juke joints and spots starting to pop up all over the place. If people brought liquor stock when it first came into being and just held that stock, just held it. Marijuana is the same thing, y'all. This stuff is about to become legalized. And the reason why I know it's going to become legalized is because what they're going to do is they're going to make this a states' rights issue. And the states are going to legalize it because it's so much money in the taxation of it that they're going to, hey, everybody going to legalize it because it's going to wipe out a lot of the state debt. And see, the other reason they're going to legalize it is because so many of, look, You know who the number one weed smokers in America are? Our white brothers and sisters. And so they're going to legalize this. It ain't a question. It's not even a question if they're going to legalize it or not. It's too much money in it. So, I mean, if you look at Colorado right now and California, and you just look at the money they've made in the last year on weed, it's astonishing. Colorado has made more money selling marijuana than alcohol and cigarettes combined. They're going to legalize all this, man. So we need to be on the precipice. We need to be on the frontier. We need to be in front of this, not behind it trying to catch up. We need to be in front of it. Get you some of this Mary Jane stock, y'all. Get you some of it. I gave you which one to get. Get it. Hold it. Go sign up. Learn how to do it. And see, the good thing about these sites that I'm giving you, if you don't have a clue, if you don't know what's going on, you can go on there and it teaches you how to do certain things. It teaches you the difference between a put and an ETF and an IRA and all these other things that you might have questions about. You just got to play on the site. So go ahead and look at it and learn it. And so that way, every time we do something from this point on, I can promise you this. Every time we do something, as a group, it ain't going to cost no more than $50 at the most. Because I want to do it as a group, but I want you to do it as individuals on a bigger scale so you can see it, you can control it, you know what's going on, okay? So I want you guys to understand that. I want you guys to be able to do your own fishing. I want you guys to be able to say, hey, WB and family, look at this stock. Look at that stock. Look at what's going on, right? Look at what's going on. Because, see, this is the reality. Let me explain this even on a more higher level. The better you all become, the better we all become. Let me say that again. The better you all become, the better we all become. The more knowledgeable and the more efficient you become as an individual makes all of us better. It makes all of us better. King said this, and it was some of the truest words ever uttered. I can never be what I'm supposed to be if you're not what you're supposed to be. If you're not great, I can never be great. I mean, that's just reality. I need you to be great. Serena Williams brought this up the other day in a press conference. She said, I don't even scout these girls anymore because these girls, when they play me a different way than they play anybody else. And she's like, but I'm fine with it. That's what makes me great. Because they're great, and I have to rise up to that level to be greater, to beat them. And this is the key to anything in life. Anything in life is a fight. It's a fight. Are you going to rise up in that fight, or are you going to just lay down? Are you going to just take it? Are you just going to take it? And so this is what life is all about, even with Marvin, right? When Marvin called me and told me what was going on with Amazon, he's like, bro, I just don't even know what to do, man. I don't know what to do. I said, Marvin, come tell your story, man. It's time for you to fight. It's time for you to fight. You got to fight. You got to tell your story. Because if you let somebody else tell your story, then they control the narrative of your story. You got to fight. That's what life is all about. You gotta rise up in that moment to be great. You have to. Because if you don't rise up in that moment, I mean, look, this brother jumped out on chance. He like, hey, I know we need a change. I got an idea. Sold his house, emptied out his savings accounts. How many people would do that? How many people would be, man, I'm a jump out on faith. Man, imagine if all of us had that kind of thought process. Imagine if all of us had that, you know what? Let's all of us put up $5,000. Let's raise as much money as we can raise and just go for it. Do you know how hard it would be to get 100 people to put up $5,000? Man, please. You listen to WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
He is post-racial. By all appearances, you know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one true fighter in America.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let me talk a little bit about President Trump's nominee for the presidency. Now, couple of things you need to know. He's the only judge out of the list of 25 that Trump had. This has written an opinion that the president of the United States should not be criminally or civilly charged. And that the president is above the law when it comes to this because of domestic and international responsibilities. He's also a judge who wrote the dissent when it came to giving a 17-year-old girl an abortion, who, by the way, had been raped. He felt as though that taxpayer money should not be used to pay for an abortion of somebody who was an illegal immigrant here, even if she had been raped. Now, let me say a couple of things so you guys can really understand what's going on. First, don't fall for the dog and pony show of the Democrats, because constitutionally they cannot block this man from being the next Supreme Court justice. They don't have the votes. The only way they can do it is two ways they can do it. One, they need to get Republicans to vote with them. And they need to keep the three Democrats who are fighting for their political lives to stay true and vote with the Democrats. But I don't think that's going to, I think Joe Manchin, all three of them are going to end up voting this guy in, because they trying to say their own butts. They're not worried about the people. They're worried about their butts. So I think all three of them are going to end up voting Republican on this, the Democrats. But let's say hypothetically you keep those three Democrats. You still get some Republicans to come over and vote with you. So you're going to need, if you keep those three, you're going to need at least three Republicans. If you don't keep them three, you need a minimum of six Republicans. So the numbers just don't calculate for the Democrats to be able to stop anything. All right? Now, the other thing that the Democrats can do, which if they're smart, this is what they will do. Okay? The Democrats can say this judge, Kavanaugh, has written over 300 opinions. We want to look at all the opinions. It's going to take us 3 months to look at all these opinions. If they stall them out like that, they can stall this out until after the election. That's what they're going to have to do. That's the only way they're going to be able to stop this man from being confirmed. Oh, one caveat. If Mueller drops a bombshell, that may stop the process too. But I don't think Mueller's going to drop anything. So, if you don't have Mueller, you don't have the Republicans voting, the only way you can do anything is say, we want to go through all 300 of his decisions, and we want to pick it apart, and it's going to take us 3 to 4 months to do it. That's the only thing they can do. Only thing they can do. Anything else that they're talking about, they're going to do. I'm voting no. I'm doing. Man, that's, look, that's a dog and pony show. Dog and pony show. Now, let me say this. Constitutionally, what's about to happen once he becomes a member of the Supreme Court? Everybody's worried about Roe v. Wade being overturned. It's not going to be overturned. Everybody's worried about affirmative action being overturned. It's not going to be overturned. Everybody's worried about the Voting Rights Act being overturned. It's not going to be overturned. Let me tell you what they're going to do. They're not going to overturn it. They're going to chip away at it. Warren, what are you talking about? See, politically, and even from a social standing, they're not going to overturn these groundbreaking decisions. Even like Griswold. Griswold gives the right for women to have birth control. They're not going to overturn Griswold. They're going to chip away at it. Let me tell you what I'm talking about, right? They're going to go in with Roe v. Wade and say this. We're not overturning it, but the state can decide when is the appropriate cutoff date for an abortion. So a state like Texas can say, once you 3 weeks pregnant, you can't get an abortion. So you got a two-week period. Most women don't even know they're pregnant into their fourth week or fifth week into pregnancy. But if you make it where you only got 2 weeks, guess what? Roe v. Wade isn't overturned, but it is overturned in that state because you can't have an abortion after 2 weeks. This is what they're going to do. Griswold, same way. Ladies, your right to birth control. They're not going to say you can't have birth control. What they're going to say is you can only have birth control between certain ages. This is what they're going to do. Chip away, chip away, chip away, chip away. Affirmative action, same thing. They're not going to overturn affirmative action. They're going to tell individual states, you can determine what the quota is. So the quota right now is 20% on college campuses. If you decide it only has to be 1%, you can do that. This is how they're going to do it without overturning it. Because, see, now they can stand there and say, I didn't overturn this. We didn't overturn this. We didn't overturn this at all. We just let the states decide what they wanted to do. That's what's going to happen, y'all. And each one of those things that I'm talking about deals with you directly or indirectly, even business-wise, because it's going to hurt companies. It's going to lose money. It's going to make people go out of business. It's going to put more stress in the country. I mean, so you got to understand what's happening. And I just don't want you to fall for the okey-doke of the Democrats trying to get you to believe they fighting for you when the reality of it is that they ain't even got a fight. Can't win unless they stall it out. They're not going to get the... And what's so funny is they need to be going after Jeff Flake. They need to be going after the woman in Maine and the woman in Alaska, right? John McCain probably won't be there to vote, so that's four right there. Flake is leaving, so I don't know why he wouldn't vote against it. So, I don't know. But we'll see. We will see. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in. You want to weigh in on what we're talking about, what we're dealing with. Next, I'm going to talk a little bit about how racism is big money all across the world. You're listening to the WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So in Stockton, California, they're going to be giving the residents of Stockton, California, $500 a month, a stipend. Just if you live there, they're going to give you a stipend of $500 a month. Man, look, I need to move to Stockton, California. $500 free a month. Now, let me tell you why this is actually brilliant on the part of the youngest mayor in America right now, because I think their mayor is, what, 38, 28, something like that? This is a brilliant move on his part. Let me tell you why. One, it's going to attract people to Stockton, California. Number two, it's going to get the economy of Stockton, California moving, because if you get an extra $500 a month, guess what you're going to do? You're going to spend it. How do I know this? Do y'all remember the stimulus package that President Bush put into place? They gave all the money to who? The poorest people. They didn't give the money to people making over $100,000 a year. They didn't even give the money to people making $85,000 a year as a combined income or as an individual. They gave it to people making less than. Do you know why they gave it to them? Because if you give them $500 and there's a television they've been looking at that they want that costs $1,000, in their mind, I'm only paying $500 for the TV. But the whole point was to get you to spend money. That's why they gave you the money. Because they know you're not going to invest the money. You're not going to save the money. You're going to go buy that TV you want it. You're going to go buy them rims you want it. You're going to go buy that purse you want it. Because now you got this free money in your mind. Oh, it's free money. Look, it's the same reason why when you go to a casino and you gamble, right, they give you chips instead of cash. Because when you're playing with chips, you're not thinking about it like money. You're thinking about it like a chip. You're not thinking about it in, I'm sitting here losing $100. You're thinking about, oh, let me bet this chip. Let me bet this chip. Let me bet this chip. So this is what they're doing in Stockton. And it's brilliant. It's a 52 fake out all day. It's a brilliant move. We're going to give you $500 because we're banking on you spending that $500 plus every month to stimulate the economy. That's what this is about. That's what it is all about. We're going to give you $500 because now you're going to buy that television you wanted that costs $1,500. Because then in your mind, well, I ain't really paying full price for it because I got this free $500 here. So let me pay. I'm going to get this now. See, that's the brilliance. That's the brilliance of that move right there. That is absolutely brilliant on the part of that mayor because it's going to spark the economy big time. Big time. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about, right, is racism. Racism is a huge money profit in this world. And I don't think people understand how big of a profit it really is. If we really understood racism and understood what it was creating, I think people would look at racism in a whole different light. See, we think about racism when you see these videos of people speaking certain ways to each other or talking down to each other or calling people out their names. That's not racism, y'all. It's prejudice. It's evil. But it's not racism. That's not what racism is. Racism is your kid going to a public school and not getting the education that another kid in the same public school system is getting based on where you live. That's racism. Because that's systematically controlling a demographic and a population in such a way that it's almost statistically impossible for that particular group of individuals to ever change the economic position that they come from. That's what racism is. Somebody calling you the N-word isn't racism. That's prejudice. Somebody calling you a cracker is not racism. It's prejudice. And it's prejudice because that person or persons do not control your livelihood. They don't control your outcome in life. When you look at the public school system, it's racism. When you look at the criminal court system, it's racism. Because if you have enough money, you can get out of almost anything. If you don't have enough money, you're almost certain to go to jail. If you got enough money, they're giving you something where you can get this off your record. When you don't have enough money, they're giving you a deal, but you may be completely innocent. They just want you to take the conviction. And most people do, because you ain't got the money to fight. That's racism, y'all. And so these arguments of racism that we have in this country, and we need to march and all this other stuff, man, look, you're fighting the wrong fight. You're fighting the wrong fight, because what's racist is right in front of you every day, and you participate in the racism every single day, and you don't open your mouth. You don't say anything. But it's because you don't realize that it's racism. Racism is the music that's played on black radio stations compared to that played on white radio stations. Why are they feeding the black community the killing, the misogynistic, the disrespectful music when that same music is not being played anywhere else? That's racism, y'all. That's the racism that's in front of us today. And this is why when all these people talking about they civil rights leaders and they fighting for black folks, I just laugh to myself, because the issues that they're taking on, they know the issues that they're taking on ain't about racism. It's about money. It's about, let me get out here. Let me do what I need to do. Let me be seen. Let me organize a march so that these corporations will continue to fund my organization so that I can keep my lifestyle the way my lifestyle is. It is huge money. Huge money in racism. Now, what I just broke down for this with racism, y'all should be sharing with everybody in the country. Y'all should be, let me share this. This is the one. Today is the one show from Marvin to right now that this YouTube show, once it get posted, y'all all should be sharing. Because this show right here is really one of the most important shows that I've done when it comes to entrepreneurship, as far as the small business person being taken advantage of by the big corporations. And then understanding what you really are fighting and dealing with. What you really are fighting and dealing with. We keep thinking we fighting and dealing with, they call me the N-word. They're telling me to get out the country. That's not the racism there. That's prejudice. The racism is institutionalized. And you're voluntarily going into the institutions. You voluntarily being in a racial position every single day. And we're not speaking up about it. We're not. And see, what's sad about it is, now in today's society, racism and classism is going hand in hand. Because you got a lot of poor folks who are white, who are Asian, who are Latino, who are getting the same treatment in their schools, in the courtrooms, in medical facilities. Because they don't have the money. And so this is happening not just on a racial level, but on a class level. So when we come back, I'm going to close out the show and tell you why you got to understand the marriage between classism and racism. And if the two could stop fighting each other and work together, how they could change classism and racism with one fell swoop. One fell swoop. But it's up to us. It's up to us. Just keeping it 100 right here. All right, we come back. We'll close out the show. Tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your cousin, tell your jump offs, tell your Mr. Fix It, tell your Tyrone.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who listened to the show, everybody who watched the show. Tell your friends and family members about the show. Please, please share the video of this show on all the social media. We need to support our brother Marvin. Y'all need to be blowing everybody up. Send that to CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC. Send it to Joe Madison. Send it to everybody you know can think of so we can support this brother, get him out here where people can hear his story about how Amazon did him. Let's support. We really need to do this. I mean, I'm not even really asking you so per se. I'm begging you per se, because this is something that could happen to any of us if we have a good idea. Somebody take our idea. And when you're dealing with a big corporation like this, they don't care about going to court, because they'll tie you up in court for 5 or 10 years or until they can bankrupt you. So, you know, please, please, please. Go ahead and share this video today. Okay. Now let me close out the show like this. Let's talk about classism and racism. You see, somebody said, well, white supremacy is racism. No, white supremacy is not racism. It's not. White supremacy is white supremacy. It has nothing to do with racism or classism in this sense, because what white supremacy is about power. For the 1%. And what people fail to realize is that white supremacy isn't just white supremacy. It's supremacy, period. Because you have Asians, Blacks, and Latinos who are in that 1% who they benefit from that supremacy. And because they benefit from it, they're not doing nothing actively to change the circumstances of the people who are poor or the 99%. And if you don't understand this, let me say it in a much, much, much simpler way, especially for people of color. You have more black billionaires than we've ever had before. Yet none of those billionaires have gotten together and said, let's create economic opportunities in the poorest neighborhoods in our communities. None of them have said, let's create a trade school so our people can learn how to provide for themselves, and let's put entrepreneurship classes in the trade school so they can learn how to open up their own businesses. None of them done that. And see, the sad thing about it is they can do this and not lose any money. They can write all this off. But it's not being done because they're benefiting from that supremacy. And so what white supremacy really is in today's society is the 1%. It's the 1%. It's not a white or black thing anymore. It's the 1%. This is why you don't have people who are in position of color coming back and creating. So you got to look at this from a different perspective. See, we've been trained to look at everything in a black and white thing in America. Stop looking at it in a black-white thing. Because if you look at it in a black-white thing, then you always going to make this, oh, white supremacy is racism. Man, look, white supremacy is supremacy, period. 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 And see, what many of you fail to realize is this. Right? when you get into that 1% air, it ain't about color. It's about power. I'm gonna give you a homework assignment that's gonna blow y'all mind. Go research. Who Oprah, Bob Johnson, Michael Jordan, everybody that's black that's worth over $500 million. Go research who they put money behind in political campaigns. See, people think only the Koch brothers is trying to create laws and dictate who's going to be in power. No, y'all. Rich, the 1% does this, including the 1% that's black. They in that game too. You just don't know it. It's not publicized. It's not publicized because they don't want nobody to know that they got control like that. Think about what Oprah did for Barack. Why do you think Oprah did that? See, you got to understand, it's a game within a game, and y'all don't know that game. You thinking it's the Koch brothers, it's these rich white dudes. Hey, rich black people doing it too. They just doing it in a different level. They ain't being out public with it. Because see, they don't want to hurt the image or the brand that they have. So they don't come out public with it. And so when you start talking about supremacy, right? What supremacy is about the 1%. And what's happened in this country now is that classism and racism is married. Because if you have no money, you get treated like you're black or brown in this country. No matter what ethnicity you are, if you have no money, you get treated that way. You get treated that way in court because you ain't got a lawyer that you can pay for. So they give you the crappy deal, give you the deal where you got to go to jail, probation. You get treated like that with education because if you live in certain areas, your school, even though in the same public school system as other schools, is not getting the same resources that these other schools are getting, and thus your child is not getting the education that these other kids are getting. Thus, your child is guaranteed to be considered in the lower echelon of America. See, people don't understand it's a game inside a game all the time. We just don't realize it. And once people realize that classism and racism are married, maybe, just maybe, we can realize, you know what? Maybe we need to just come together and go against this 1%. Because if we go against them and it changes how everything is, then and only then will class not matter and race not matter. Because right now, everything is joined at the hip because of the way our institutions are in. Whether you talk about education, whether you're talking about the court system, whether you're talking about your jobs, whether you're talking about lending, whether you're even talking about the churches in this country, everything is married, but nobody wants to come to that conclusion. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love and appreciate them. May not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus, not pushing religion on you. I don't even claim religion. I claim spirituality. It's the greatest love I know. That's why I tell you I love you with that love. Somebody asked me yesterday, how do you still believe in God? Because everything is a logical premise to me. I would rather believe and be wrong than not believe and be wrong. So logically, even if I'm wrong, I'm right. God willing, talk to you guys tomorrow. You've been listening to WB.